3, 2, 1.
Okay, so we're talking about the sugya of Eved Kenani, Arav Eved Kenani, and I actually want to focus on the din of Eved Kenani. So let's take a look at our Gemara. The Gemara's maskana is the Arav and Eved Kenani both work. Midin Shneim works. Adam Chashev works. All of these work. And the Gemara says, "It manami mishmei derava v'chein liyam amayna." That it all works by mamon also. And the Gemara says a chiddush in each one. So Rashi says what works in your mamon. So Rashi says hanach shmeitz derava the alfina kedushim midin arav nevet knaini kein liyam mamon. So both arav and nevet knaini both work in mamonis. That's what Rashi says. And that's the pashas of the sugya. The Rambam brings, the first Rambam we have here, the Rambam brings the halacha only by, he brings it by in Kedushin, he brings everything. He brings Arev, Eved Kenani, Midin Shnehem, Adam Choshev, all together one shot. And then in Mominis, the next Rambam we saw over here, the Rambam says on the second sheet, Mechir Pek Aleph Lachavav, Ha'oim alech haveroi, ten mana leploini, v'yikne beisi lecha, kim shenosan kon abayiz min Arev. So the Rambam says that Arev works, doesn't mention Eved Kenani. So it seems to be Machloikas Rashi in the Rambam, and the Rambam seems to hold that it wouldn't work by Eved Kenani, that Eved Kenani wouldn't work by Mechira. Something that is very hard to understand why one would say that. Mechatesim Mechalik in the two, if we learn everything from Kedushin to Mechira, why would one be Mechalik by for Eved Kenani? The Ran asks the Kashan, because Misha brings it on the side over here. The Ran says that being, I mean, the Kasimisha just works out in the Gemara. He holds that the Rambam holds Pshat in the Gemara is that you need to learn it with a limud. The limud from Eved Kenani, la is only Shaykh to Kedushin. And the Melet wouldn't apply to Mamnis. That's the Ran, and the Kasimisha simply Moisif that he works it out that not the Ran was Mechriyat Midaitoi, but that's how he understood the Gemara. Adka. On this inyan, on if this is the Psak of the Rambam, there are many, many kashas on the Rambam. The one who asks most of them, I didn't photocopy it, just not to scare the oilam, was the Rital Ghazi. Rital Ghazi Bukhari is the one of Gdol Achronim, very, very chashev. Rital Ghazi asks a few kashas here, all of them very strong kashas. First of all, he says, the main halacha of Kesev by Kedushin, you learn from Mamanis. So you learn it from Asada, and Bemela, to say that the halacha then gets a special din, a mailing Kedushin that doesn't exist in Mamanis, is very hard. We can understand Chesroinis, for instance. Let's say if you hold that Mechira works with Havah, like the Rambam holds, and in Kedushin it doesn't work, we can say Kedushin has a more of a mitzumtzendik halacha. Then we can learn up from there. But to say that you learn Hilchas Kesef from Mominis, and in Kedushin you have a better tzad, that someone else can give the money, and you don't have it in Sodas, very hard. That's a Svaritic question. He then asks another Shaila, and Rabbi Kivegi asks the same Shaila, another Achronim ask it, and it goes as follows. A little bit. How do we know that Kesef works by Eved Kenani if someone else gives it? How do we know it? So there's one Mandiyama that holds there's no way in which an Eved can ever have Kesef, period. Even if you give him money, it doesn't work. So if there's a din of being paida an Eved with Kesef, of being Meshach an Eved Kesef, it has to be that somebody else gives it. So if that's the halacha, then it's muchrach from the din of pidyon kesef, of pidyon eved ade kesef, from shikha eved ade kesef, that someone else giving must work. And then we have a pasuk. So that's a pasuk. If we hold that you can give an eved kesef al menashe nach b'shuspo al menashe or only for shichrur, then really, it doesn't say any place that someone else can be meshachar the eved. The Torah says he can go out through kesef. Yes. Someone gave the Eved Kesef al Nashen al Shuspoy, and he gives it to his Rav, Betoras being Rashach himself, that works. But who says someone else would work? Elowat, it's a Svara. So if it's a Svara, the same Svara that you came up with by Eved Kleini, you come up by Kedushin. How can you be Mechalik from one to the other? If it's a Svara that works by Eved Kleini, it's a Svara that works by Kedushin, it's a Svara that works by Evisada. Manavshach. We paskin that you can give an eved. They work out all the chayim show clearly that's how we paskin and that's how the halacha is lemaisa, that you can give an eved kesef al menashe nach b'shuspoy. So b'meila, the whole understanding, the whole halacha that someone else can give money to be meshachar the eved is only a svara, and if it's a svara, it either applies across the board, applies no place. That is a kasha, a very strong kasha, Kivagan, others, and so on. The Rita Gazi brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that, Mefurish Kemat, that if you give money to somebody else, Al Manas, that the Sada should go Hefke, it doesn't work, because there's no Bendas over there. The Mashmas Yerushalmi is clearly that it would work if there was a Bendas there. So if I give somebody else money, that field should go to another person, that should work. So it's Mefurish Yerushalmi. If we have a Bavli Faker, it wouldn't be a problem, but it is Yerushalmi. And finally, another Kasher Targazi is Maimet Shloshten. There's a locha that there's a Kenyan called Maimet Shloshten. Maimet Shloshten works where I'm standing, three people are standing, a Malv, a Leiv, and a third party. And you transfer over the Chayv to the third party, and what ends up is that the Leiv becomes Meshubet to a third party, despite the fact that this third party never did a thing. It's only the middle guy, the first Malva, was the one who lent him money. So he made the Maisa, so to speak. And the person that ends up getting it is somebody else. Now, Maimon Shoshan, is it Takanos Chachamim? But it seems to work along the Gedarim of normal Mominus. It's hard to believe that Takana is a Takana that seems to work along the normal Gedarim of Mominus, and if there'd be no such thing in Mominus where somebody does a Maisa for somebody else, it shouldn't work. Those are the kashas Drit Al-Ghazi asks. There's another kasha, Kemat Mefurish from the Rambam. The Rambam by Chlipin, now we have, take a look in the next Rambam, Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin. Hikna Echad Kli L'Meicha. Kidei sheyikna lokeach oisei hamemka, zocha lokeach. So the Rambam says, if I come along, and we're talking about king of chlipin, and I give a kli to a meicha in order that someone else should be zeicha, it works. So very clearly, the Rambam seems to hold that it works. Now, you could try and be mechalik between chlipin and kesef. Not easy to be mechalik, not that easy mechalik. And al kaponim, it's another problem with the Rambam. One more place where it's kemat mefurish, that it works in Mamnis. Take a look in the next thing we have here. There's a goyin over here. It says, hikna echad kli lemoicha. Kidei sheyikna lekecho yisa memka, zocha lekeach. Vafilu ikno shalom yifnei akoyne. So that's the Shulchan passing this halacha, that you can go to a meicha and tell him you can give him something al manas that someone else is koyne. The person is koyne, doesn't need his das or nothing. So the goyin brings a raya. It's fascinating if the goyin comes up with the raya. Take a look in the goyin. Hikna, k'mesh kasev ha-basa kufnun beiz amit beiz, v'kanina mina, v'sham k'amimis meshas v'konim yodoy, v'konim minei hakol ha-edim. So the Goyin says, he brings a Gemara, and it's Maisim b'chol yoyim. It's more than the Gemara, it's the Maisim b'chol yoyim. The Gemara says, by a shtar shchiv mira, if somebody is makne he's dying and he's makdir something to someone else. So we're talking about a case where the person is not around. Somebody's dying and he's desperate to be makdir something to someone else. So there's a shtashim ra'itz kainah. So the Gemara says over there, there's a shayla, if the Edim make a kinyan with him, what it's nageya for. But what happened was the Edim give something to the dying person. He should be makne, whatever it is, to the other person. And every time we write a shtar, by every tnoyim and every ksuba, the Edim are the ones, if you notice, the Edim are the ones who give something to the mishtabed, to the either the two parties in the tnoyim or the chasen, the ksuba. They give him a chayfetz, and they write, v'konina minei. We made a kinyan with the chasen or with the parents. Who are they? They're a third party. So the third party is giving something to the person who's being mishtabit in order they should be makna shibut to the kala or the other tzad and so on. So it's quite clear that certainly in Gidre Chalipin, a third party works. And that kind of works. Again, a person can try and maybe find some sort of try to work out some sort of difference in chlip and kesef, but one assumes that it's a mosa pshita that in mamonis a third party works. The mechalkin kinyan kesef and chlip, hard, not easy. Okay, so these are all kashas and problems with learning like the Ran, saying pshat in the Rambam that it doesn't work. Or let's put it this way: it's kashan on the Rambam. If it doesn't work, if Evitnani doesn't work in Kinyan Kesef, then and in Mamonis in general, we have a lot of problems. I want to take a look at a different Nakuda, which I think ties in, and that's the Gemara Mem Zayin. I think we have that also on the sheets. The Gemara Mem Zayin seems to say. The question about whether milva works to make a kinyan. So right until now, we've spoken about the din of Evet Knaini, and does a third party giving help for a kinyan? In Kedushin, it helps for sure. It's a Gemara. In Mamonis, most shitas, most Rishonim seem to learn it works. The Rambam seems to be a Yotze min haklal. Seems to be, at least. What about a stiffen area, which I think is very tied, and that is milveh. You can be mekadesh with a. You cannot be mekadesh with milveh. We've learned that sugya, and this is sugya later mem zayin. What about selling with a milveh? So the Gemara lechura in the pashas asugya in mem zayin says mefurish it doesn't work. The Rambam seems to be cholok. So let's look at the Taisri Azakin b'mecha. So the Taisri Azakin says shekana karka bekesav milveh. And so on. And then he says like this. So he says it doesn't work. The Rambam writes mefurish in Hilchos Mechira Perek Zayin. The kona karka be milva have a kinya gomer. That you can be kona karka with a milva. In other words, milva in Mominus works exactly the way kesef works. What does the Rambam do with the sugya? The Gemara says mefurish. So the Tzvi Zaken answers v'daitoi. The ha'omer Rabbi Yechonah Torah mos kornos lo shlamos ben lo shlamos halva. V'hainu the actual peik hazav miyichet kli lavosay lachas shulves and so on and so forth. V'haishi to doch the loik Rabbi Yechonah he v'lesa. V'efshar the liber shlokeshi the omer meshichem v'efshar ha'torah v'le mos. Well, the day karka shnikah bekesev bechazina le misaras kesev yiknu dafke and so on. So he wants to be mechalik. That is, so he says that there's a difference in he wants to say that it's, it will be tolui in whether or not moos are koine by metalton or not. So let's first say briefly what is. So the Riyaz Zaken says, the Rambam holds it's a machlekes asugyas, that this whole sugya is only going if you hold that kesef works only by karka, If you hold that kesef works me ikra, then even by metaltalin, then we wouldn't hold of this. And that's why the Rambam paskins. That's pretty much what he seems to be saying. Let's forget about the. There are a lot of problems in the cheshbon of it. It's a very unclear as he's talking. But I wanna shtolzach on the etzem hanocha, meinaf gemina, whether if you hold kesef works only on karkamita rice. And again, there are problems. This Tzvi Yitzchak has many problems in the Pshat Nesugya there, in Azov. Not a Pshat Tzvi Yitzchak. But let's say his Etzem Teretz. Extracting his Etzem Nekuda seems to be that there's a difference if Kesef works on everything, then even Halva would work, if Meikar didn't, and if not, it wouldn't work. What Mayan Shmeit HaSinai? What's one Shaykh to the other? It's a better Kenyan. It needs to have some sort of shot in understanding that. There are technical problems with how he chesed less reshlekshem v'yechda, but let's leave that alone. That's why I'm going as far. So I'd like to say the following. So I would like to approach Inyan in the opposite way. Let's start with an understanding of Kinyan Kesef. There's a famous machlokes achronim, and I want to understand another aspect of machlokes. There's a famous machlokes, everybody, if you've been in Ketushin, everybody learns it. A machlokes, when kesef in a kinyan, it's called kesef shavuy, kesef kinyan. Basically, is kesef, the kinyan of kesef, like a star in a sense? You do a pa'ula, and that's kaiveya, the kinyan. Or you're paying for the object, and that becomes the kinyan. It's a sman, a taz. And there's a lot of discussion about it. It's very hard to understand how this applies to Kedushin, and they talk about that. I want to understand it though, mitzad de teichen something. If what makes the kinyan is the person is paying for it. So really the kinyan happens with the kabbalah of the person who gets it. In other words, the field represents $1,000 of my assets. When you put $1,000 into my bank account, so now the field is yours. So really the pa'ula of the kinyan, it's a hakna, a makna it, because I got it. When you're talking about the piroyan of a chayv, when you're talking about the damim of something, the important nekuda is the person receiving it. That's what's important. When I'm talking about doing a maisa, so lamasha, if I do a maisa, if I do a chazaka on a field, so I say lechazeko kni, I'm the bailam on the field. And we agree that I'm going to sell the field. Like we spoke last time, the agreement itself is the kinyan, but there's no gemar kinyan, there's nothing happens until there's a pa'ula. Who does it? You went ahead, you made a chazaka. I'm sitting in a chair. I'm just telling you, I allow you to take the field. Meshicha, I'm selling you a chayfetz. So I tell you, you can take it. When there's an exchange of money, you can look at it in two ways. So let's take chlipin again. A chlipin, it's a kinyan suder. So it's your pa'ula. The pa'ula of the kind of giving him, and then with that giving, he's kind of the other thing. Certainly the other person has to hold on to it. But I'm saying the pa'ula of the person, the active members won't do it. If I look at it as very different than other kinyanim, and I say that when I pay up the value of it, when I restore your bank balance, so the $1,000 that was there before the sada, so now it becomes yours, and it's really your receiving of the money that really accomplishes it. You could be medayek a little bit in the Rambam, and again, it's not these things are not 100%. It goes back and forth, but if you take a look at the Rambam's lashon. He says, "Bame yikna mekach? How is a mekach sold? Hakarka nikas bechshal shadvarim kesef v'shtar chazaka. Kesad bekesef. How do you do a pull on kesef? Machaloi bayis esada. If he sells him a house or a field, v'nosan loy hadamim, and you give him the money, kana yokaina. It does sound very strongly. I sold you the field, and I give you the money. It doesn't say v'nosan loy kesef pruta shava pruta. He says v'nosan loy hadamim, and he gives the money. Kana is kaina. So, reading it kipshuta, it means you paid up for it. Certainly you can use a pruta, and the pruta becomes the first payment. That's the first chelk damim. But al kaponim, it represents the value and so on. But for me, more important is the machlokes of the smada taz is how to categorize it. I want to understand it mitzad the toichen shaboy, that it makes a very big difference in terms of where is the kinyan happening, what's happening. If the word is it's a piror and chayv of sorts or hadamim, then it's the kabbalah's hadamim. It's the kabbalah of the person who's getting it. If it's mitzad the person giving it, doing it, that's him. Let's go. Yeah, Reb Chaim Moshe says, I think the Afik Yam brings it, a hachra that certainly in Kedushin it's not piror and chayv, it's not damim, but you know yukari mipninim and so on and so forth, but rather. It's a ma'aseh kesef, and that seems to be some achron things, but it does seem to be the achros, that seems to be very reasonable. So let's look at it. So we learn kesef. We have exer shav and we learn kesef, but it's very different. In mamonis, being peirea the choiv, paying the person when he gets the money, when I get the dam of the sada, it becomes yours. So we agreed. And we agreed that I'm going to sell you the field. That's called machaloi, like we said last time. It's the agreement itself is the mechira. When I receive the money, then it's yours. That's a type of kinyan. So, and whereas in Kedushin, since you're not paying for the woman, and the woman's not losing her asset, and none of this applies over there, so b'meila, it's going to be the maisa. So let's ask ourselves, The problem of Evet Knaini, the problem of Orev, is a problem of the person, she didn't get anything. So even though he does the Maisa Kedushin, but at the end of the day, if she doesn't get anything, she's not Nisratza. And she certainly has to get something. It's not worse than a Kinyan, she has to be Nisratza to it. So B'meila, if the person, we need to learn from Arev that the hana of having either your what you wanted done or neman or whatever it is, it's possible even without physically receiving something that you feel good enough through the kinyan to be nisratza to the kinyan. That's good. Evet Knaini, so let's look at it. Let's think in Evet Knaini. Is it the payment when you're meshachar, when Evet Knaini is meshuchar through giving money? Is it because I fill up the choiv, or is it because I'm doing a ma'isa? I have a very simple raya. If a person is mafke in Evet Knaini, the poor Evet Knaini is in limbo. He still needs a shashifa. It's not just because I don't have any mumminess in him. The not having the mumminess is not a pu'ul of shichur. Shichur is not a payment for something. Being shachin Evet Knaini, it has to be mafkia, other halachas also. It's not just, well, if you lose the Evet, you're going to lose $1 million. Here's $1 million in the Evet, and it's okay. It's not like that. It's a pu'ula that is a type of shichur. So if you pay money, so if you give money to the Adon, then that is the pu'ula that's meshachrer the Evet Knaini. And you don't need anything more than that. You don't need a shtar. But just because the money evaporated, since there was no pu'ula of giving it, so there's not going to be any type of pu'ula of shichrer, and he still needs a shtar shichrer. So I want to be mechalik the nyanim that are supposedly of mamonis into two categories. Kedushin is done through mamon. Evet Knaini is done through money, but they are extremely different than other mamonis. Because in other mamonis, there's a musig of ownership, of having assets, and the kinyan is when I write the assets and the $1,000 that you want to give, I paid you for it. So payment is good because it's other mamonis. Because in other mamonis, there's a musig of ownership, of having assets, and the kinyan is when I write the assets and the $1,000 that you want to give, I paid you for it. So payment is good because so it's the kabbalah of the person. Masha ein kein in evet kanaini where you need a maisa shichur, and in ketushin where you need a maisa ketushin. Paying for the woman is not a kinyan. The woman can't be makna self, and she doesn't have dumim, and she can't pay. None of that applies. So the Gemara had an issue over here. The Gemara had a real issue over here. The Gemara said, if you're doing ketushin and someone else gives the money, where's the ma'isa ketushin? It's right that she got the money. She's nisratza, and it's wonderful. But her being nisratza doesn't do anything. She doesn't own it, and the money is not a shavi, and her rotzen can't make ketushin. None of above applies. So the Gemara says, Evet Knaini. In Evet Knaini, I see that you can do a pa'ula, and the pa'ula actually is a ma'isa shichur, even though you're not the baldava, someone else is. So from that I learn. I would like to understand that in other mamonis, we don't need to say it because there's no chiddush in it. It's not the pshat. I want to learn the opposite. And good, I'm not. It's derech limud. I'm not arguing with Iran. But akopanim, it's the other way around. The Rambam didn't bring the halacha not because we don't paskin like it, but because the Gemara couldn't have been going on it because there's no need for it. The chiddush of Chenli Yamamina is going on Arif. That if somebody is an Arif and he's not getting direct Hanor, that you can do that's called getting something. That's the Ger to Mamanis as well. But that someone else is doing the mice of giving the money, who cares? At the end of the day, since I'm mekablet in order to make the kinyan, what do I care who gave it? It's not the gear. So, and I think even Rashi, Ludwig Mistafina, Rashi only says it that if Rashi would have just said the din of Arif, so all the medaikim, Rav Moshe would medaik immediately that by Evet Knaini, it doesn't apply. So Rashi says it applies across the board. But the Rambam has Rashi needs to say it in the Gemara because the Gemara says if he would say only Arif, somebody would say by from Rashi and Arif Knaini. The Rambam doesn't need to say it because it's obvious. There's no mokum even to think that it would be different. That's what I'd like to say as the main pshat in the Rambam. All the kashas are built on showing me and proving me. I mean, the Ritam Gazi's kashas are all kashas showing that applies by Dinim Mamonis. Of course it applies by Dinim Mamonis, and the reason why Ram didn't bring it is because it's the Muslim Pshitza, and they don't need to bring it. By Chlipin, he needed to bring it. Because Chlipin is already Pa'ula. And Mechatesa, even though it's like Mamon in some ways, it's because the person gets it, but at the end of the day, in Chlipin, there's a Knech of a Chiddush over there. There's some sort of chiddush over here. I would like, one point. Next. I think it's also meduyik in the Gemara. It's interesting. The Lashon Hara Gemara is, even though it's not mechasa midi, the Rambam says, even though he didn't give her anything. I think that the pshat in the Gemara, and so I don't know if the Rambam had a different gear, so I don't know, not aware, but the pshat in the Gemara is, we could call it his maisa nesina. I mean, where do we know that you have to lose something when you marry somebody? Mechatesa is a pasik of that you have to mechasa something. The answer is that it's something which, that's called your nesina. A nesina could be when I physically give you an object. That's called a nesina. When I'm physically not giving you an object, but I'm losing something. So if money is being transferred from my account to your account, so even if I'm not doing the pa'ula, but at any rate, that's called a nesina mekayach dat. If I'm not losing anything, then I can't call it a pa'ula, even hypothetically. I can't call that a maisa. So all of that applies specifically to inyonim where you need a pa'ula. So you didn't have a nesina. If I'd be missing something, at least I would consider it that I gave it to you. That's called nesina mikoyach the fact that it went from my account to your account. But if it's going totally from your account, mechates, it's my pa'ula. The Torah says it works, whether it works through shlichus, whatever, that's already irrelevant. But that's the point, Isha. Let's go to the next nekuda in Taizri HaZakin. What about halva? So, the chisern of halva, I think the Rambam would learn, milva leitzah nitna creates two problems. One is that she's not getting any new mamonis, which is more the Lashon Rambam. And also, I'm not really giving anything. When I tell you that you don't have to pay back the chayv, if milva leitzonit means that money is not by me, and even if I'm telling you you can use that money, so l'mashal, if I have a pikadon of money by you, and I tell you take it and keep it, that's called a nesina. Even though I physically give you the money, but the l'maisa, I transferred it to you. If milva leitzonit means I transferred it to you the minute I gave it to you, and even if it's still be'en. So there's a chisaron there mitzad the Kabbalah. There's a chisaron there also mitzad the Nesina. In Mamanis, where there's no chisaron, where I don't need to do a Nesina, I just need that the person being mekabelit should get it, that certainly works. In other words, the person who now is $1,000 richer because he doesn't have a din of giving $1,000, that works. But to say that I gave you something now, so looking at the same pu'ul of being meichel achayiv, it'll depend between the malve and the loive. Mitzad a kabbal of the loive, a person can say, you know, I now have, you know, the lashon always in the Gemara is mana istik abach. I have a mana by you. So as far as I'm concerned, I have dini hashava. I have a din to give back the chayiv. Priyas b'choyv mitzvah is a din on me. So if you told me you can keep it, I got something. You, however, didn't give me now anything because you're not giving me money, you're not giving me anything new. So one could learn that milva, the problem is on the noisin, the problem is on the mekabel. I think what the Taisri HaZakin wants to answer the sugyas, that it's totally whether kesef works everything or not, would be as follows. If the mohus of Kinyan Kesef is a Kabbalah of the Shavyas, and because I paid you its value, because you received the value, you're maknir to me, how could we be, where would there be makam and svara to be mechalik between mamanis, between metaltan and the karka? At the end of the day, they're all assets. As far as my Kabbalah is concerned, it's all mamanis. It's like a chayv. What's the difference? Mitzidi, where it comes from. If you're talking about a Maisa Kinyan, like Chazaka, like Meshicha, like those in Yonim, there are specific Durim what the Maisa stels to. So Hagbah Shayach to things that are not heavy, and Meshicha Shayach to things that are heavy, and Chalifa Shayach to everything. The Gedurim of what the Kinyan applies to is a lot more shayach when you're talking about the maisa mitzad, the person who's doing it. What type of maisa? But if kinyan kesef is a very different type of kinyan, and it's a kinyan of, if I pay you the asset value, so you're giving me something worth $1,000, when you get the $1,000, you're makne it, it probably is not mistava that it makes a difference what it is. So if the Zakim wants to learn up in the Rambam, how did the Rambam deal with the sugya here? It depends on how you hold, on what you hold Kinyan Kesef works on. If Kinyan Kesef works on everything, then mistava that it's a din of a piran chayv of sorts. It's shavias, that's what they call it. And then b'meila, it should work in mechira. What's the difference? I don't need an asina. The idea is that you should get something. And certainly a person who doesn't have to pay has a hanah of the $1,000 no matter what. He's getting, he's $1,000 richer because he has no chiyuvim to give $1,000. But if it's limited to sada or bias, if limited to karkos, it probably is a mice, it's a pool of types. And b'meila like shtar, why doesn't shtar work on metaltin versus on karkos? I don't know, the Torah is oimid that it's more shayach to karkos than metaltin. Then b'meila, it's a mice, it's not the person doing it or giving it. And it's more shayach, it's not shayach to that. Then I think would be the mahalach. So let's sum this up, and then we'll see another nekuda. So basically, we're trying to be oimid on the inyan of kesef in kedushin versus kesef in kinyanim balma. We're trying to understand it along the lines of that machlokes, the siman that has, whether or not it's sort of. The person receiving the shabbos of the chayfetz versus a token maisa, we using that machlokes, we wanted to understand another dimension to that it would be really dependent on which piece of it creates the kinyan. Is it the kabbal of the person? If it's the shabbos, it has to do with the person getting his value. That's darkei a kinyan ba'olam, is that when a person receives $1,000 in cash, he's happy to move the $1,000 of metalton or karka to the other person's rishus, versus it being a token maisa like a shtar. And there it really depends on it depends on which type. And b'meila, it's totally it's the noisen who it's the pa'ula that you're doing versus myself. We want to be mechalik between kedushin have a kinyan in one side versus all other kinyanic on the other side, and be mechalik by saying that in kedushin and in Evet Knaini, there's certainly a need for a maisa. Certainly the pa'ula is done by the one who's doing the maisa, and that's why it needs a limud, and that's why halva wouldn't work by kedushin, because there's no pa'ula of nesina, whereas other kinyanim, it's totally really in the makne getting the stuff, and that's different. I want to add another sugi over here, a fascinating inyan. There's a shaila pidyon aben. It's a ramah in shin hei. It's a ramah in shin hei sif yud. So the Ramos says he brings a rivash. Ve'ein ha'av yochol liftos aydei shliach. You can't do a pidyon aben through a shliach. Ve'gamin bezin poizna si b'lo ya'av. And bezin is not poizna b'lo ya'av. That's the Ramos brings a rivash. By the way, this shaila is not irrelevant. I know somebody who was in Eretz Yisrael and his wife gave birth in America and had to make a pidyon aben in through the telephone. And the Ramah came in, real Maaseh Shoya, and the Ramah came into a play. The Ramah over here is Merab Tzinikr. Again, it's not a opinion of Ben here, so we're not going to say a Torah opinion of Ben. The Shailas, does the Rivash actually say it? The Rivash is answering to a Shoyal. The Shoyal asked one thing. It's Mashma from the Rivash, it's Yachsus that he holds like that. There's a lot of problems with the way the Ramah brings it in Hilchas opinion of Ben. Not our Inyan. There are quite a few achronim who learn off that the pshat is we're talking about the shliach using his own money as opposed to the father's money. That's a little bit easier to understand. Still problematic because of the goyim. The goyim asks, "Kozu tamuy," says it's a tmiya rapsa. The loy mi boya de shliach. The shluch hashadim kemoisai. He says with a shliach. You can make a bris with a shliach. You can do anything with a shliach. You can mikadosh yishu with a shliach. Mikadosh yishu. How could a shliach not work? So shalom kumaisi. One, Eloi says the af acha yochel liftos a filboy dait to shalav. He says why can't a non shliach? He says my problem is not shliach. My problem is non shliach. If I owe Ruvain $1,000, and somebody goes and pays him $1,000 for me, it's paid. He says, He says, by pidyon ma'aseh sheni, another person can do it. Neter ravai can be paid, somebody else can be paid. V'chein hegdish. V'kol shekein kan, And it says that over there, it's lighter than this. It's hotter than this case. Here it's Bekoshkin kan she'enoi elachoyv ba'alma she'akoyin goyvim shabodim koshkazim b'chayrus and ches v'shem shtab l'nichse v'chulu v'ayin shem kol ha'sugya v'bektushin v'chaparei ha'choyva sh'l'acha eina nifta ha'loyva. And if you pay off somebody's chayv, the malva comes along. Can the malva come to Leiva and say, listen, he did his thing, but you owe me money? Certainly can't. So what are we talking about? Sachakal it's a chayv, and how can you do anything? So he says, what is correct is that you're not allowed to do it. The mitzvah is on the father, and if someone else does it, you can fine him, and so on. It's in hilchis right or wrong. But certainly, he says there's no way in the world that you could possibly have a that it wouldn't work. That's what the Goyin is tameh on the Ramah. Very powerful. And it doesn't help all that much when Achronim say that was using his money as opposed to the father's money. Mechateisa, you know, it's same thing by Rei Achoy. There is a fascinating discussion. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, there's a Sefer Shar Chaim, that's his Torah. He's done on an interesting Shaila. That I can be Perea Choy for somebody else is 100% clear. Can I do it against the will of the Malva? Probably not. He discusses it. So if I go to a Malva and I say, here's $1,000 Reuven owes you, and that's it. He says, I'm not taking it from you. I want to much of him. And he's got a particular sense of humor, right or wrong, and he wants to much of the Leiva. Can I do it Bal Karcha? The Leiva can be Perea Choy Bal Karcha. That's in first Sugya. But can someone else, and he's done on that, he talks about that, that's his inyan. I want to talk more about the inyan a bit. So I'm thinking a little bit along the lines we said. It's a little more complex. Let's talk about it. On the one hand, pidyan aben, the Gemara calls it a chayv. It's a shibud, and so on. Let's see what pidyan aben is not. Pidyan aben does not get you your kid back. Even if you're a cheapskate, and you tell the kohen, listen, I got another, you know, keep the kid. It's, you know, I need the sloan for myself. Keep the kid. The kohen can't keep the kid. We go through the ceremony of saying my boy is tfei. The rishonim say it should be a tsur of pidyon. It's clearly not the kohen. Nothing happens to the kid except that there's a keem in the mitzvah of pidyon. There's no pu'ula. In my sasheni, in hegdish, it's something between the world of Mecca and, you know, there is a the money goes out to me. It leaves the Shos Hegdish, goes out to Shos Hedyet, to whoever was paid it. It's some ways it's doimet to Mechir and Mechamemka. In other nyanim, it needs a mice opinion. Reb Chaim speaks about it. Plenty of Torah there. But Akbana, it's there. Pidyon aben is unique. On the one hand, it's a chayv. It has dinim of a chayv. And the only way in which my mice has any meaning, the Torah. So what did the Torah say? The Torah said like this: Ma'isa Sheni Hegdish, you got to reach a deal with Hegdish and with Ma'isa Sheni. You give money, you get the Hegdish, you get that. So even if a stranger does it, something happened. I gave it, became nifta, and someone else can do it. In Pidyon Aben, it's more than a chayv. You make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on priyas chayv. You wouldn't have a problem with Meir Brachas if you could do Priyas Chayv with a bracha. It's not, you make a bracha because it's a maisa of pidyon. The maisa of pidyon is to be mesalik the chayv. That's what the maisa of pidyon is. So if someone who's not the Baal Chayv does it, he's not doing the maisa. A maisa mila is a maisa mila because you cut the arla. That's why it's a maisa mila. Maisa shchita, maisa shchita. Maisa sheni and hegdish, someone else gives it because if someone else gives it, since it's a sort of kinyan, so the fact that the money went here and the Maisa Sheni went to Choyl or the Hegdash went there, so it's together. I'm selling to the Indian like someone else doing a kinyan in Mamanis with a third party. It's not a problem because what happened was Hegdash got the money and it released the Hegdash. Maisa Sheni got the money and it released the Maisa Sheni. In Pidyon Aben, if the person himself is not the Baal Chayv, it never starts being a Maisa Pidyon. Because nobody's getting the money. If the kid would be an Eved Ivri to the Kohen, and you would get it, it would work like Pidyon and so on. because it would be doimit to make memka. Here the pshat is it's a pa'ula. And the pa'ula, so by a bris, it's a pa'ula mitzanatzmai. Cutting the earl is the pa'ula of bris. Here the pshat is that the pa'ula itself is, the bal choyv is being salak is choyv. If someone else does it, it's not a mice opinion. Because it's not the etzim, it's not the kohen getting the money. It's the pshat doing the pa'ula of giving the kohen his choyv. So this is, so pidyon ha-ben is unique in that it's unique from other pidyonis. That, and it's unique from all my mitzvahs and from all the pidyonis. All my mitzvahs, the pool is a pool of mitzvah atzma. In all pidyonis, it has a shem pool because there's a makabel for the money and it's a transaction-like type of ma'isa. Here is a unique ketimtza where the pool of giving money to kohen is meaningless. It's not a ma'isa bris mila like this. It's not a mice of siluk damim, in other words, where I can call it a kinyan like someone else can do it. So here there's a makom to say that it can't work through a shliach because the shliach doesn't have the mice. The goyin asks two questions. On the question of shulchan k'maisa, that's really hard. That's very hard because Kedushin, he's not marrying the woman. And someone else is, the kasha from shulchan k'maisa is a harder question. It's not in our inyan. But the Goyan's kash of why it's different in every pidyon, in every piyas bal choyv, and so on, I do think it's different. Because there's no, mitzarecha, there's no pa'ula that's clearly delineated as a ma'isa mitzvah. That's why it's different on the ma'isa mitzvahs. Mitzad sheni, there's no surah of a kinyon, of something going towards this. And b'meila, it doesn't work like all of the kinyonim, and you need a ma'isa, and the person's ma'isa is not a ma'isa. That's what I'd like to say. Okay.